access to a whole library of Art Bell Classic Somewhere in Time shows, available as streamed broadcasts. Plus, our fun live chat sessions, held twice a month. There's never been a better time to join Streamlink. Visit coasttocoastam.com today to sign up on our secure servers. You never know what you'll hear on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
We know about the Illuminati. Their influence is worldwide. There really aren't countries anymore.
It's a corporate machine, and the population is becoming just simply an item for productivity management.
We're the drones for them, aren't we?
The public has been masterfully entertained for the last several decades as the boys took it all over by investment. Government is the actual true owner now of the banks, brokerage houses, insurance companies, and the large corporations by investment. There was a vacuum created in the public's comprehension to make sure they didn't look, as little bit by little bit, another piece was taken over, another piece was taken over, until government took over the entire ball of wax. Because everything we were told when we were little kids in grade school, Russia was a bad thing because the government owned and controlled everything. Well, when you actually look, government took over more control here in this country than Russia could have dreamed about.
Now, we take you back to the night of May 18th, 1999, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
Well, you know, the story about Mike the Headless Chicken really made a lot of people angry. I don't know why. It's like they say, it can't be, it's not true. Well, go look. It's on my webpage right now. Mike the Headless Chicken is there. Mike lived 4 years without a head. I'm sorry. Like it or not, like it or lump it, it's a true story. It's an absolutely true story. Right now, we're going back to Stuart Best, and we're talking about something pretty freaky. It's a pole shift, and I just now got this in from Peter Davenport at the National UFO Reporting Center in Washington. Good evening, Art and Ramona. He says he knows Ramona. Some interesting sightings over the western U.S. tonight, just in the last couple hours. The first report we received from a woman in San Antonio at about 2400 hours central. She alleges to have seen a prominent orange fireball with a long yellow tail move in level flight, that's underlined, in level flight from her right to left as she faced the southwest. Said it was very strange indeed, could not possibly have been an aircraft, a meteor, or anything else. Then at 2248 hours Pacific, 12 minutes earlier, a couple had a very interesting sighting of an oval object streaking across the sky in Ventura. No lights, very bizarre in appearance. 3 minutes prior to the latter sighting, at 2315 Mountain, a witness allegedly saw a very strange triangular object near the Salt Lake City Airport. Also, there were apparently many witnesses to the explosion over northern Wisconsin last Thursday. It was very dramatic, they say. Peter. An explosion over Wisconsin, huh?
Well, we heard about it. I didn't actually see it.
You heard about it?
Well, I sure didn't.
What's the deal?
Well, they said that somewhat like a mushroom cloud appeared after this loud explosion hung in the atmosphere for quite some time.
That's right. No. Now that you said mushroom cloud, I remember that you're absolutely right. A mushroom cloud appearance.
And we're going to see a lot of strange things from now on. It's like those reports. Now, some of them might be plasma balls, but obviously some may be U.S. military ops, or some may be what we're calling UFOs, whatever their source.
Here's one for you. Yesterday, Mount Baker snow, the fall for this year, broke the world's record, I say world's record, by 4 inches. The total now is 1,124 inches this year. Yes, Art, the snow is still falling today, repeating a world record in snowfall. Surprise you?
Not at all. In fact, a friend of mine lived by Mount Rainier, and he said they have, the geologists up there have grave worries now because of the snow and the way it's operating, that if it breaks loose, there's going to be like 750 feet or 1,000 feet of snow just peel off the mountain and go into the valleys. Cataclysmic.
All right.
Snow slides.
Here is a fax from William in Portland. He says, as I'm listening to the description of the instant freeze and supersonic winds that would result from a polar shift, I think about Monte Cristo. Now, she's a lady I had on, fascinating, who is a caver. She goes way down into the earth, as deep as 10,000 feet. He asked, could a person live through such an event as is being described by Stuart Best underground?
Again, it would depend, I guess, on where you were. There's no question that there were some survivors in the days of Noah's flood, because in the book of Genesis it talks about the giants,
right?
And it said that there were giants in the earth in those days and also after that, meaning after the flood. Well, where did they go? Well, if you go into von Däniken's books and all those others, you would only come to the conclusion that some of them went underground and did survive. We're not positive that was a polar shift, but it certainly was catastrophic. And it would depend totally, I guess, upon where you were.
I suppose, and there's no real way to predict before an event of this sort, or is there, where the safe places might be?
No, there really isn't. Because we don't know exactly when the shift is going to take place or how that rotation of the earth is going to occur. There are some nations that are targeted for destruction. We do know that, or at least scripturally speaking.
Yeah, and let me just guess that we might be one of them.
Yes, we are. There's no question about it that America is targeted for destruction.
Why?
Basically, from a scriptural viewpoint, I think it's because the people, according to God anyway, rejected the scriptures, and they went after everything else instead.
Or put a simpler way, behavior.
Yes. Yes. And the American people become, how do I say, totally materialistic, totally greedy, on an average, not everybody.
Well, it's a good thing that hasn't happened yet, huh?
And they start drifting away, and then, according to the scriptures, America takes the lead in forming a very evil, although it's presented as very benevolent, world empire. And I think that's what we're involved in over there in Yugoslavia.